Time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furnitures. Fairfield area weather forecast today, sunny skies with a high near 72. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 53. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Our top story. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said Saturday he's reached an agreement with key lawmakers on a plan to legalize recreational marijuana in the state starting next year. The legislation would allow adults 21 and older to legally buy cannabis for recreational use from licensed dispensaries. Illinois residents could possess up to about 1 ounce or 30 grams of marijuana, while non-residents could possess about half an ounce or 15 grams. The measure also would automatically expunge some marijuana convictions. If the bill passes, Illinois would join 10 other states, including neighboring Michigan, in legalizing recreational marijuana. While the Illinois law would take effect on January 1st, the first licenses for Illinois growers, processors, and dispensaries would not be issued until May and July of 2020. Medical cannabis is already legal in Illinois. Governor Pritzker campaigned on the issue of legalizing recreational marijuana and is counting on $170 million from licensing fees in his proposed state budget for the fiscal year that starts on July 1st. He said future revenue from legal marijuana will help Illinois address some of its deep financial problems. The governor's office said 35% of revenue from legal cannabis would go to the state's general operating fund, while an additional 25% would go into a new Restoring Our Communities fund. Illinois would use 10% of revenue to pay a backlog of unpaid bills. The rest of the money would support mental health and substance abuse treatment, law enforcement grants, and public education and awareness. More news after this.
Afternoons with the Double D airs from 1 to 4 each weekday afternoon on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. I'm Double D, your host, and I play classic hit songs from the 60s through the 90s while also giving out song facts. If you are a business owner and are interested in being a sponsor of this fun and positive radio show, you can call the radio station at 618-842-2159 or email our marketing specialist through the Contact Us page on our website, WFIWradio.com.
Big games, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes stories. This is Bill Pollack, your host for the Big Ten Today each weekday here on WFIW. The Big Ten Conference is legendary and will keep you updated. From football to basketball and everything in between, the Big Ten Today gives you exclusive access to news from every Big Ten program. Tune in weekdays for the Big Ten Today right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection.
The jury trial at Wayne County Courthouse scheduled for this Monday, May 6th, will proceed as scheduled. Jury panel number 13 will need to report for jury selection at 8:30 a.m. on Monday. Jurors are instructed to check in with the bailiff outside the courtroom on the second floor. The Barbara Hubble Scholarship has been awarded to Alex Niekirk. Alex is the son of Rob and Tracy Niekirk of Mount Airy. Alex will be attending Frontier Community College, continuing his education in the lineman program. The scholarship is given in memory of Barbara Hubble, who served over 25 years as Sisney High School secretary. She was actively involved in the First Christian Church of Mount Airy, school activities, and Mount Airy community activities. A reminder, the city of Fairfield will be flushing water lines this week, Monday through Friday, from May 6th until the 10th. The flushing is done each spring and fall to test hydrants and to keep the water supply clean and pure. Residents may notice a temporary discoloration and a dip in water pressure. It does not mean that the water is unsafe to drink, just that there is a concentration of iron in the water. You should check for discoloration before doing any laundry. The schedule for flushing will be Monday, 1st Ward, every hydrant east of 1st Street. Tuesday, 2nd Ward, every hydrant north of Elm between 1st and 7th Streets. Wednesday, 3rd Ward, every hydrant south of Elm between 1st and 7th Streets. Thursday, 4th Ward, every hydrant west of 7th stopping at Kincaid's. And Friday, outlying areas including Walmart, Petroleum Boulevard, Bratch Oaks, Route 45 South, Route 15 East to the city's filter plant. In an effort to ensure patients are well-informed regarding their medical conditions, Fairfield Memorial Hospital is offering a free education class to show effective ways of coping and treating those conditions. Horizon Healthcare Clinic's Diabetes Education Program is hosting a 7-week group education program for people with diabetes. The program will begin on June 11th at 5:30 p.m. in the MAC Education Rooms, and there is no cost to attend. One area that will be stressed is helping those who have struggled for years with uncontrollable blood sugar and often large doses of medications that cannot seem to gain control. People with uncontrolled diabetes are strongly encouraged to attend this program. Staff will provide a 20 to 30 minute low impact chair-based exercise program followed by a 30-minute education session during the programs to build healthier habits and provide an understanding of why certain healthier habits are needed. Topics to be covered include how diabetes works in the body, diabetes and food, complications and prevention issues, safe diabetes medication use, understanding diabetes medications, and more. Stephen Welty, FMH Diabetes Educator, will provide a simple yet effective education presentation. He is experienced in working with all ages living with different kinds of diabetes. Patients that have either attended these group classes or met with him one-on-one for education on average experience a 1.4 drop in A1C, lower cholesterol levels, lower blood pressure, and 73% of people experience weight loss. Interested individuals should contact Stephen Welty, RNCDE, at 842-4617 with any questions or to reserve a spot in the class. FMH's Diabetes Education Program is recognized by the American Diabetes Association. It is offered at no cost, and we accept people with diabetes from any medical clinic. Strawberries will soon be in season, and Frontier Community College is offering a one-night strawberry jam making class on Tuesday, May 28th. Space is limited for this class, so interested individuals are encouraged to register soon. The jam making class will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. at Bob Boyles Hall on FCC's campus. Teresa McGuire will be the instructor, and she will walk students through the process of sanitizing jars, mixing ingredients, cooking the jam, and filling jars. Students will take home a recipe card and 4 jars of jam at the end of class. Students will need to bring 2 quarts of ripe strawberries to the class, along with an aluminum-bottomed pan, a metal spoon, and a 1-cup measuring cup. FCC will provide the additional ingredients, jars, and canning funnel. The cost of the class is $25 per student. Those looking for registration information are asked to call Frontier Community College at 842-3711. Local State Representative Darren Bailey is taking applications for a high school and college internship program. The Louisville Republican says interns will learn about the legislative process over the summer. Bailey said applicants should be outgoing, organized, engaged, and want to experience working with him at the legislative office. Activities will range from constituent correspondence to research and casework. Interns work a minimum of 80 hours during the summer and are paid a stipend of $10 per hour. There is also a possibility the intern could cover some school credits. The deadline for applications is May 29th. Interested applicants should contact Bailey through his office email at bailey@illinoishousegop.org. President Donald Trump and Democratic leaders reportedly agreed to spend roughly $2 trillion on the nation's infrastructure earlier this week at a meeting at the White House. There's still much work to do to get the agreement into a law signed in the Oval Office, but Illinois Congressman Mike Bost says any bill needs to start consistent spending and sustained revenue for our infrastructure needs.
Whatever the revenue streams are that we put together, that those revenue streams can be sustained for a long period of time and that they will not be funneled off to other projects or other programs that are as warm and fuzzy as they might feel about creating a new social program, the reality is that if it is intended for infrastructure, that it goes to infrastructure, not only to create new infrastructure, but to maintain existing infrastructure for many, many years to come.
Bost says some projects he'd like to see funded in Southern Illinois include a new highway exit in Benton, highway upgrades in Jefferson County, and improvements to area locks and dams and water and sewer infrastructure. The Illinois Department of Public Health is working to get more kids immunized. Kim Howard reports.
With more than 700 cases of the measles reported across the country this year, steps are being taken to make sure children, especially those under 2, are getting the proper immunizations. That includes trying to reach people through a variety of avenues, says Director Ngozi Ezike.
We are actively setting up meetings with religious Jewish Orthodox communities, with homeschool communities, with Islamic foundation communities.
Public health is also deploying mobile units and helping with local vaccination events. Ezike urges parents to make sure their kids have gotten all their shots on schedule to protect them from several diseases. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The unofficial state capitol of Chicago finds itself on a list of historic structures in peril for the third straight year. Landmarks Illinois once again features the Thompson Center on its annual list of the most endangered historic places in Illinois. Frank Butterfield with Landmarks states the case for keeping the building in place, regardless of state efforts to sell it.
It's actually a relatively young building designed in 1985, and it remains threatened as the state of Illinois continues to pursue a sale of the building for a new development. In March, we heard from the governor, legislation was signed that outlined a 2-year plan to sell the building. And really what we're advocating for here is including the option of reuse in that sale, because this is an irreplaceable building. It's an icon of postmodern architecture, really a highlight of that style in Chicago.
The list also shows century-old Greek buildings at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign are in jeopardy. A growing number of sorority and fraternity houses face demolition because of deferred maintenance, declining occupancy, and escalating property tax assessments. And finally, river stages as of early this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 23.92 feet above the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 12.37 feet with a flood stage of 15 foot, and the Little Wabash below Clay City is at 18.49 feet with a flood stage of 18 foot. That's the news. Weather is next.
6 out of 10 people diagnosed with Alzheimer's will wander at some point. Silver Search is a new tool in Illinois to help locate those missing with Alzheimer's or another dementia. Go to SilverSearchIllinois.org for more information on how you can help law enforcement agencies when someone goes missing. You can also find information on brain health and early warning signs of Alzheimer's on our website, SilverSearchIllinois.org.
Sponsored by the Alzheimer's Association.
We're at a local buffet and something strange has happened. There are 12 flat double Ds surrounding the food and they look hungry.
I want a feast!
Chicken leg!
Please get your flat double D fast at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in Fairfield. Take a picture with it, send the photo to us, and be registered for a $200 prize.
I need cake!
Yeah, ice cream! Pizza!
Do it before all of the flat double Ds find buffets and become fat double Ds.
And here's a look at your extended forecast. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 53, light south winds. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 79. Monday night, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low of 59. Tuesday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a high near 77. Tuesday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a low around 58. Wednesday, chance of showers after 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 76. And Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, and a low around 61. And finally, looking at Thursday, chances of showers, Thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 77, and Thursday night mostly cloudy with a low of 53. Reporting the news, I'm Jeremy Smith.